At the same time that school music programs around the country are being downsized with budget cuts, there's one intensive music education program that is growing. And now Massachusetts has become the first state in the country to set aside funding for the Venezuelan-born effort known as El Sistema. WBUR's Andrea Shea tells us about it.
Wearing a black knit cap with a black suit and tie, 16-year-old Jeron Chris Rivera Aradia caresses his trumpet with confidence, like he's played for years. But it's been less than two. Now, the young musician says being the band's brass captain at Springfield High School of Science and Technology has changed his life.
I didn't really want to go to school much. I always did bad in my classes. I didn't really pay attention.
Rivera Aradia credits that turnaround to his group's director, Gary Bernice.
Mr. Bernice inspired me to do better in my classes, and he showed me that through music, almost anything is actually possible, and that I would just always keep a smile on my face like he does and be happy about life and stuff. Students like Jeron Chris always amaze me, and they don't realize that they have something amazing inside of them that's just waiting to kind of come out.
And band leader Gary Bernice would love to bring that out with an even more rigorous music education program, promoting ownership, discipline, and lots of hard work. He says 99% of his 500 students had never touched an instrument before joining the school band. Most of them come from struggling neighborhoods in Springfield.
It's no secret that our dropout rate and graduation rate, you know, in urban centers is not great. But for students who are in our band, like Jeron Chris, for more than 1 year, they're almost twice as likely to graduate high school than their peers.
Bernice's band's concept is fashioned after a rigorous, free music education program and philosophy founded in Venezuela. It's called El Sistema. It's transformed the lives of millions of children living in poverty, and it's sweeping across this country. Bands like the one in Springfield usually piece together meager budgets with donations, but now Massachusetts will be the first state to provide government grants to El Sistema-inspired programs. The dozen or so organizations and schools receiving the first round of funding include the Cape Conservatory in Hyannis. Managing Director Stephanie Weaver says the grant money will be targeted to schools where music education has been cut.
And hopefully this could spread to all of the geographic locations on the Cape, so it could be anywhere from 5 to 40 schools.
That decision is up to the Massachusetts Cultural Council, the state agency behind the new program, distributing about $55,000 in direct support. Eric Holmgren, who oversees the program, says that's not enough because real change takes time.
In Venezuela, they don't have conferences about the public value of music education because they're too busy going to concerts. And their biggest concerts they don't have in concert halls because there's too many people. They have them in baseball stadiums. The system's not perfect. It has its challenges. It's not a miracle. It's 38 years of mission-driven work.
And Holmgren says the state, along with the school orchestras, bands, directors, and young musicians, have their work cut out for them, too. But they're off to a good start. A free instrument lending library will be open for the students, and the new grant program will collaborate on research into long-term cognitive benefits of music. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.